only we are identified, people introduce us through the body. This is the person. They introduce us through the body, but they remember us based on the mind. He is a, or she is a good person or a bad person. Though we get introduced through the body, people remember us through the mind. Body is an outer packaging. Inside is the content. All marketing companies everywhere, if you look at, 99.9% of the advertisement is for the packaging this body. They are advertising on the how to look after the body. Though we are remembered for the mind, hardly any marketing for our mind. Only they are talking about look after your body, look after body beautiful, body bountiful, look after the packaging. But when we die, we leave the packaging back and product goes. Product is leaves the body, packaging is left. We are so busy putting the investment on the packaging, not much of investment we are doing for the content. Content is the determining factor whether we are successful in our life or not. In Australia, they talk about more than 90% of hospitalization happens because of non-communicable diseases, NCD. More than 90% is for other 10% accident cases or cases, but majority non-communicable means it is not through the virus or it is because of the lifestyle. It's a non-communicable disease. It is not spreading like a bacteria through virus, but through it's a mental health, stress. This is called as Adi. Mind is called as Adi. The mind get expressed through all the complications here, percolates down in the body, comes out as Vyadi. Vyadi means disease. Adi means for every disease, if you trace back, there is a Adi. What is the beginning? Somebody was talking about genetic problem. Genetic problem also, through the meditation, you can attend to that one. Genetic means it has started from somewhere. It has started maybe third generation, fourth generation, whatever. In our karma theory, they talk about if you do something, the very heavy karma is there, it won't finish with you. It will go down to your children. It go down to your grandchildren. The same mistake. Like if you have a fruit tree, for example, we have a nectarine plant. Fruit you get, every middle of that one there is a groove. It goes season after season. Where did it start? Somewhere it has started. Somewhere it started in, there was a famous movie also, Italian movie, Red, White and Blue. It's a three different movies. One is Red, White and Blue. There also, great grandfather had done some mistake. The same problem occurred to his son, his grandson, great-grandson, that karma theory, the genetic. Say, that is Adi. Adi is there, somewhere root. Not just to say, what to do, it's a genetic problem, I can't do anything. Through meditation, you can correct that one. Somewhere it's happened, someone has to change it. I don't want to pass it to my next generation. What can I do? What can I do to fix that one? Otherwise, my children also will be saying, it's a genetic, my parents had, my great-grandfather had. So what can I do? Somewhere we should be able to put a stop. That is a non-communicable disease through the looking after the tracing. Where, how can I correct the Adi? In Bhagavad Gita, Shri Krishna talks about your mind. Even genetic, I said, you are to take responsibility for your life, not to sell yourself in the hands of doctors, not to say doctors will look after, not to think hospital system will look after. Take interest in your own life. Take interest in your own life, uplift the mind. Focus on how can I always stay positive? How can I stay enriched? Enriched because I know if this is not looked after, it percolates down as a vyadi. How can I stay? Shri Krishna talks about Uddharet Atmanatmanam Atmanam Avasadet Atmaiva Atmano Banduhu Atmaiva Ripuratmanaham. Take interest in your own self. Go deep within, look after the content, not just the packaging. Outer packaging, anyway, that so many things are there to look after outside, but inside you have to take responsibility. Take responsibility, Uddhare, elevate your mind by yourself. Uplift the mind yourself, Uddhare Atmanatmanam. Never allow your mind to go into depression. Never allow your mind to feel I am helpless, panicky. Panicky, if I die in a panicky situation, for example, so panicky, that panic percolates down right from childhood. That person, that child will be so scared to talk to anyone. If a person, they talk about Edgar Casey, he was talking about, suppose you so scared, panicky, and get drowned in water, get drowned, next life you don't want to go near the water. I'm so scared, I don't want to go near the water. The same Adi is going on. One person in my previous company, he said, never I will board a plane. I'm so scared, from here to Brisbane, he would rather drive 3 days, even for office 3 days. He doesn't want to board the plane. Because in the previous life, he might have died in an air crash. That one, it stuck in the mind. It is not letting go. It is the Adi. Shri Krishna says, never let the mind go down, panicky. Atmaiva Atmano, your mind is your friend. Because mind stuff doesn't end with the body packaging. The same mind, whatever traits I have, when I am born again, wherever, whichever part, the same traits I continue. This life, whatever qualities I had, I continue the same trait. If you, in the Mahabharata, I tell the many stories I told on Saturday also. Whatever stories I talk about 5,000 years back, now also is the same story is there. Only characters have changed, story is the same. The same story goes after year after year, decade after decade, century, after century. Same story, and the characters are different. We are only playing the same role. In the changing the body, we will continue. So, you have to, today's workshop, you have to think about what are the things which you do not want to carry to next life. Your target, write down, yes, I have this one, these qualities are this one. Mentally, write down, what are the things I do not want to with me in the next life? Unless you address, the same qualities will go with you. Same qualities will go with you. Mentally write down what are the things I do not want in next life. At least now you are aware. What are the things I do not want in my life? And Atmaiva Atmano Bandhu, mind is your friend. Talk to your mind. So, and Atmaiva Ripuratmanaha. If you do not address the mind, only body beautification, body makeup, it leads to mind becomes your enemy. It will say, whatever you have done, I remember. I will continue with that one. Same mind, it starts bugging me next life also. Atmaiva Atmano Bandhu, Atmaiva Ripuratmanaha. Then Sri Krishna talks about further, you manage your input. Unless you manage your input, you can't manage the output. We are so busy, want to fix the problem. If you want to fix the problem, that is the output. We are so busy, like a modern medicine system, it is applying the bandage. It is leaking somewhere, put the bandage. You put the bandage, output. Output can be effectively managed through managing the input. Input, Sri Krishna, he talks about inputs are yukta ahara viharasya, yukta cheshtasya karmasu, yukta sopna avabodasya, yogo bhavati dukkaha. Yukta ahara, ahara, food we take, it's an input. Something we are taking inside. Taking in yukta ahara, ahara, not only through the body, you take the input through your eyes. You see something. You take input through your hearing and through your nose, your touch. Input, manage your input. Yukta ahara, viharasya, vihara means recreation, socializing. Socializing is an output. Output, how you, and from socializing again input will come. How you manage your input, so is your outgoing. How your nature, how you are outgoing, yukta ahara viharasya, your actions, yukta cheshtasya karmasu. Actions through your hands, legs, you are talking, and your urination and stool, it's depends on what type of input you are taken. Yukta cheshtasya karmasu. Yukta sopna avabodhasya. Again, sopna. Sopna means going, you are withdrawing. Withdrawing, going into sleep or waking up. Waking up for taking the input. How I sleep? Sleep quality is an output. My sleep quality, I have problem with my sleep. I can't go to sleep because I have not managed my input. It's to manage the avabodhasya in the wakeful time, be mindful of what are your inputs. So you can sleep well. Yukta sopna avabodhasya yogo bhavati dukkaha. Yoga here, in the chapter of meditation, Sri Krishna talks about yoga means mind. Through managing your mind, you will overcome all problems in your life. To manage most of our, whatever we say, you don't know, I have a lot of problem. Most of our problem we talk about is because of the mind. I overproject my problem. I overproject my problem. I see problem is a big problem. Somebody yesterday, one child was saying that, what happens if that happens? I'm projecting myself into the future. It is not yet happened. But I'm worried. I can't sleep. I'm overprojecting myself into the future or brooding over the past. Not past and future. In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about sukadukke same kritva labha labho jaya jayo. You not to get carried away with the profit or the loss. not to think too much into the future or brood over the past. And the bad time and good time, not to brood on that one too much. Come to the center, bring your attention to your mind, you can manage your mind. Yogo bhavati dukkaha. Purpose of this retreat, how can we mitigate the problems in our life? And also, it is not just the theory, we will do the practice. We generally say meditation is tough, I can't do. My mind goes everywhere. And how to do meditation, today is a practical tip also. And key line I mentioned, write down the things which you do not want to carry to your qualities. Qualities which you do not want to carry to the next life.